As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Hi, the People's Playlist.
Hello, People's Playlist.
Hey, what's up, People's Playlist?
People's Playlist.
People's Playlist.
People's Playlist.
People's Playlist.
People's Playlist.
I love the People's Playlist.
Hello, and welcome to the People's Playlist, the show where you call in and help put together each episode's musical theme. I'm Russ, and I'll be your host for the next hour. I'm very excited about this episode, not only because I love movies and music and all that, but because we got a whole bunch of first-time callers, so I thank you all for that. As always, the request line is 626-782-5478. That's 626-782-L-I-S-T. Alright, so this episode is cinema songs, music about movies. This seemed to be a really hard one. Even though the show got the most calls I've gotten so far, I had to turn down a few great songs because they just didn't quite work for the theme. Certain songs got a lot of requests, but I also got a ton of requests for songs I'd never heard of before, which always makes me happy. As usual, it's all over the map genre-wise, but this episode definitely has more of a punk and indie rock vibe than the previous show. But we're going to start off with a song that got multiple requests, and it seemed only appropriate to start this way.
Hello, People's Playlist Hotline. This is Tony Bevilacqua. My request for the Cinema Songs show is Science Fiction Double Feature from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Thanks, People's Playlist.
Michael Rennie was ill the day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught in a celluloid jam. Then at a deadly pace, it came from outer space. And this is how the message ran. Science fiction. A triffid that spits poison and kills. Dana Andrews said prunes, gave him the runes, and passing them used lots of skills. But when worlds collide, said George Powell to his bride, I'm gonna give you some terrible thrills. Like a
see androids fighting.
picture show in the back row. To the late night double feature picture show.
Hello, People's Playlist. This is Wade from Eagle Rock calling. And I would love to hear Debaser by the Pixies for your movie theme show. Thank you.
Michael from San Diego, and I'd like to hear George Romero by Sprites.
Attention all shoppers. Attention all shoppers.
About the walking dead. everything from George Romero, Dario Argento, maybe Tom Savini, Stuart Gordon, and Sam Raimi. Did they plant the idea, or was it always in me? Do you find me creepy? A post-apocalyptic zombie survival fantasy.
I'm thinking, maybe we got a good thing going here. Maybe we shouldn't be in such a hurry to leave.
Hello, People's Playlist. This is Mike from California. And for a song about movie, I'd like to request The Union Forever by the White Stripes, which is a song about arguably the greatest movie ever made, Citizen Kane. All right, keep up the good work. Thanks.
Has the traction magnets on the run. Who likes to smoke, enjoys a joke, and wouldn't get a bit upset if he were really broke. With wealth and fame, he's still the same. I'll bet you five you're not alive if you don't know his name.
Mr. Lichter, this is Rob Buchek, and I'd like to hear Lotion by the Greenskeepers. Thanks a lot. Have a nice day.
I'm looking down the hole, you're looking up at me. You're cold and tired, that is easy to see. Lower the rope to you, a bucket on the line. Your membrane will be soft and smooth, and your heart will be mine. It rubs the lotion on its skin, or as it gets the hose again. It rubs the lotion on its skin, or as it gets the hose again. Yes, precious, it gets the hose. Yeah.
Bye.
Yes, that song is... I love that song, as ridiculous as it is. That is King Kong by the Jimmy Castor Bunch. Before that was The Greenskeepers doing Lotion, based off of Silence of the Lambs, obviously. Before that was The Union Forever by the White Stripes, which borrows heavily from Citizen Kane. Before that was George Romero by Sprites. That song has been stuck in my head ever since it was requested, so thank you for that, Michael. Before that was Debaser by the Pixies, based off of the Louis Buñuel and Salvador Dali film Un Chien Andalou. I'm sure I'm butchering all of that, but whatever. And of course, started off with the Rocky Horror Picture Show science fiction double feature. Hope you're all enjoying the show so far. We're going into another request now. This is the most requested song I got.
Hi, Russ. It's Eva. And I would like you to play Candle in the Wind by Elton John, which is a tribute to the late, great Marilyn Monroe. Thank you.
Goodbye, Norma Jean. Oh, I never knew you at all. You had the grace to hold yourself, but those around you crawled. They crawled out of the woodwork, and they whispered into your brain. They set you on the treadmill, and they made you change your name. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. And I would have liked to know you, but I was just a kid. Your candle burned out long before the legend ever did. Was that Marilyn was found in the news. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in.
Great to hear AE35 by Odyssey, the original cast. Thanks. Oh, and this is Jennifer, by the way.
Sorry to interrupt the conversation, but there's something wrong with our communication. We have to turn our concentration to the 835. I've had a few seconds to analyze it. There's no longer any point to try and disguise it. I finally had a chance to localize it. It's the 835.
The 835 keeps us in touch with our home. If that thing's going down, then we'll be out here alone.
My fall prediction says in 24 hours, the communication antenna of ours will completely lose all of its powers. The 835.
I'll go out and get the unit. It won't take long, I'll be back soon. It will go faster if I whistle a tune.
Lazy Sunday watching movies. While I'm waiting for the next one to start, could you please play Robert De Niro's Waiting by Bananarama?
Yo, People's Playlist. This is Alex, and I'd like to request It's a Wonderful Life, Gonna Have a Good Time by Fishbone. Playlist. I've got a last second edition. It's the Leatherheads song 6. It's a tribute to the movie 7. Check it out. Bye.
We'll be right back.
Ah, wow. Yeah. Okay, there we go. That was the Lemonheads doing Six, based off the movie Seven. If you couldn't understand the lyrics of that because they're a little buried, the lyrics are basically, here comes Gwyneth's head in a box. Spoilers. Before that was Fishbone doing It's a Wonderful Life, gonna have a good time. Before that was Bananarama doing Robert De Niro's Waiting, which is a new one to me. Before that, Scary Tweezers with 3D Movie. Before that was The Ballad of the AE-35 off of the Odyssey original cast recording. That song features John S. Hall from King Missile and cartoonist James Gachalka, guitar work by Tony Bevilacqua, and production by Dave Simmons, and written by my brother, Rob Lichter. You can check out the rest of the album, if you like, at odysseyalbum.bandcamp.com. And we start all off with Candle in the Wind by Elton John, about Marilyn Monroe. I've been enjoying all these songs. I hope you are as well. This next one is another, my second request. This is Weird Paul doing Attack of the 50-Foot Woman.
Nancy loved Harry. He didn't love Nancy. Harry and Honey, they both love money. Nancy grew to 50, and then she killed Honey. She was pretty scary, and then she killed Harry.
Hello, People's Playlist. This is Rob Lamorges. And in honor of The Wolf of Wall Street having just come out, I would like you to play Martin Scorsese.
I would like to hear Promising Actress by John Vanderslice, the most kind and gentle song about a depraved fever dream of a movie. Listen to the lyrics, you'll figure it out.
Seconds between safety unlocks in the shot, this story is clear of distortions and tears, and you'll know why. Yes, I can see now. They had nothing to do with the role. Refused. And sometimes a cowboy's just a man in a cowboy suit.
Playlist, we'd like to hear Big Plate of Beef by Binky Stick.
Happy jolly clowns sitting round the table. I saw them sitting there snorting coke. The clown said you didn't see nothing except for jolly clowns eating a big plate of beef.
Hey, wait a minute. You clowns are on dope.
Where you going, old man? You didn't see nothing, all right? There's some fine, happy, jolly clowns sitting around eating a big plate of beef. White, powdery beef.
White, powdery beef.
Boys, the poop has hit the fan.
This is Lizzie Bott calling to request a song about one of the best characters in cinematic history, Yoda by Weird Al Yankovic. Happy New Year, People's Playlist.
I met him in a swamp down in Dagobah, where it babbles all the time like a giant carbonated soda. S-O-D-A, soda. I saw the little runt sitting there on a log. I asked him his name and in a raspy voice he said Yoda. Y-O-D-A, Yoda. Yo-yo-yo-yo-yo. But he's wrinkled and green. Oh my Yoda. Yo, 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 Yoda. Well, I'm not dumb, but I can't understand how he can lift me in the air just by raising his hand. Oh my Yoda. Yo, 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 Yoda. Yo, 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 Yoda. Start to go astray, let the force be your guide. Oh my Yoda, yo 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 Yoda. I know Darth Vader's really got you annoyed, but remember if you kill him then you'll be unemployed. Oh my Yoda, yo 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 Yoda. Well, I heard my friends really got in a mess, so I'm gonna have to leave Yoda, I guess. But I know that I'll be coming back someday.
People's playlist, this is Dave. I feel like every movie theme people powered radio mix needs a good closing theme, so I'd like to request a science fiction double feature reprise from the end credits of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Thank you.
Science fiction double feature. His creature, darkness has conquered Brad and Janet. The servant's gone to a distant planet. Picture show, I wanna go.
Yes, so it began, so it will end. That was Science Fiction Double Feature, The Reprise, from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Before that was Weird Al Yankovic doing Yoda. Before that was Binky Stick doing A Big Plate of Beef, which is based off of a very specific scene from Shakes the Clown. Before that was John Vanderslice doing Promising Actress, based off of the movie Mulholland Drive. Before that was King Missile doing the PG-13 version of Martin Scorsese. The reason I play that one instead of the album version is because I thought it was very interesting that they didn't just censor the song by taking out all the curse words. They just completely recorded it anew and just made it sound completely different. And I thought it'd be fun to play a rarity on here. So hope you liked it. And then before that was Weird Paul doing Attack of the 50-Foot Woman. And that will just about wrap it up for the show. I hope you all enjoyed the cinema songs. Before I go, I do want to do a little housekeeping. As you realize, I've never given proper credit to a few people who helped put the show together in the first place. First of all, thank you to Wade Harputlian for his inspiration and technical help in getting the show off the ground. I want to thank Rob Lamorges for coming up with the name of the show, which I was having a real hard time with, and within minutes Rob spat it out, People's Playlist, and that's why he's a writer and I'm not. Also, the music you hear... as I'm talking is produced by myself and Mr. Tony Bevilacqua. And lastly, I want to thank Jennifer Oman for her fantastic artwork that graces the Facebook page, which you should all check out. And you should check out her stuff at squarecatcomics.com. Speaking of Facebook, if you're not liking the Facebook page, you can do so at facebook.com/thepeoplesplaylist and stay updated on future episodes and occasionally post some random stuff on there that you might enjoy. You can also join the mailing list by sending email to the brand new address, thepeoplesplaylist@gmail.com. And that will pretty much wrap it up. So I hope you all enjoyed it, and I'll see you next time. Next theme will be much easier, I promise. So see you next time. Thanks for listening.
Listen, stop right there a minute. Man goes into a restaurant. You listening? A man goes into a restaurant. He sits down. He's having a bowl of soup. He says to the waiter, "Waiter, come, taste the soup." Waiter says, "Is there something wrong with the soup?" He says, "Taste the soup." He says, "Is there something wrong with the soup? Is the soup too hot?" He says, "Will you taste the soup? It's wrong. Is the soup too cold? Will you just taste the soup?" "All right, I'll taste the soup. Where's the spoon?" "Aha. Aha." "What do you know from funny, you bastard?"